I want to welcome you to our service this morning at Grace Bible Church. We're glad that you're here for a call to worship. We just want to look at one simple verse in the book of Acts chapter 3. This context, if you recall, in Acts chapter 3, that Peter and John are coming to the temple, and they see the lame man, and they tell him, of course, that famous silver and gold have I none, but such as I have give I unto thee. And they tell him to rise up and walk, and the lame man, of course, comes in leaping and walking and praising God, and all the people are seeing him praising the Lord. And I thought it was kind of interesting that the man is not praising Peter and John. The man that himself was healed was praising the Lord. The people, of course, look at this, and they're filled with wonder and amazement. And in verse number 12, it says, "When Peter saw it, he answered unto the people, Ye men of Israel, why marvel ye at this? Or why look ye so earnestly on us, as though by our own power or holiness we had made this man to walk?" Peter's concern, of course, after this man being healed and after him praising the Lord and the people looking at it, oh, wow, look what Peter and John did. And they were beginning to be infatuated with Peter and John and the great things that these men did. And Peter was very quick to put things into God's perspective. To put it into the perspective of, this is not my own power, this is not what I had done, but here, this is what the Lord has done. One thing that, if you look through the early chapters of the book of Acts, one thing that the early disciples, the apostles, were quick to point out is that the credit goes to the Lord. It happened several times throughout these early chapters. They wanted to make sure that in the ministry, in what they did, they were not the ones accepting the praise, but they were deflecting or reflecting the praise up toward the Lord of heaven. Nothing, of course, can be accomplished in the ministry. Nothing can be accomplished in anything that we do without the help of the Lord. Without His power, without, as Peter says here, it's the holiness of God. It's the power of God that has made this man to walk. And this is what we need to put our perspective upon. Now, I thought about this passage, especially in the ministry that we have here. I know that tomorrow we are going back to school. And I know I hear great cheers from the parents and great boos from the kids. But we're going back to school tomorrow. And we have, again, an opportunity of a ministry before us. Several of us in this building here, in this room, are teachers. We are involved with the ministry here of teaching the young people. And it is our hope and our goal, and I hope that it's been mine especially, to kind of renew the thought for my own self that, why am I in that classroom? Is it to be for the perspective of God, that it is the power of God, it is the holiness of God that is allowing this ministry to continue for the children? You know, in all honesty, what a privilege it is to go to a classroom. What a privilege it is to be in the ministry for these young people. I know that many times we kind of joke about the drudgery of school and, oh, here we go again, we're getting back into it. I know that it's kind of funny to think about those things, but the point is that we should put the things in the perspective of God, just like Peter did. And he didn't wait, he was quick. This has got to go to the Lord. You know, I'm guilty about this so many times as well. I've thought about the young people that God has given us in this school. It's so easy to think, well, I got to go in there with so-and-so. You know, he's the old troublemaker coming again, and I've got to sit there with those four or five kids that always are, man, I don't want to go in there. And it's so easy to get that mindset of, here we go again with so-and-so. And how easily we need to put things in God's perspective instead of my perspective. God's perspective that says, have we considered that God's put me there for that student? Yeah, that troublemaker, that so-and-so young person, that little Bobby over there that always does this same old thing, and he's going to drive me crazy. Well, God's put us in the classroom for that student. God's given us the opportunity to have the ministry with them, to train these young people by pointing them to the Scriptures, by forming habits in their lives that will build their character. In other words, it's not my perspective anymore. It would have been so easy for Peter and John to just have their perspective. Yeah, you know, we did pretty good there with that lame man there. That was kind of neat what I said about silver and gold. Man, people are going to be using that for years. I'm good. It could have been so easy for Peter and John to have gone to that way, their perspective. But it was quick to know, what is God's point of view? That should be ours as well as we go into the classroom, as we go about our jobs this year, whatever ministry the Lord has given us to. I've been taking a class online, and a teacher made a statement here that's really stuck out to me. He said, never ask God for a good class. Oh, I thought I was supposed to ask God for a good class. No, never ask God for a good class, but for God to give your class a good teacher. A spiritual teacher, one who sees God's perspective of the ministry. That's what we have here in our ministry, with not just the school, but with our projector ministry, with the Bible Club ministry, with the Youth Athletic Club ministry. All of you as parents in the home have that as your ministry for your children, in God's perspective, that we would train and teach and pointing things. This is God's greatness. This is His power. This is His holiness, and we humbly continue our service for Him. That's my prayer this year as we begin another semester of school and kind of face 2013 and all the things that we don't really know are going to happen. But we do know one thing: if we humbly serve the Lord, He'll be there. It'll be His power, and it'll be His holiness that guides and directs us.